Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
These days, most cellular providers can't stop telling you about how good their nationwide 4G LTE coverage is. At Pioneer Cellular, we agree that nationwide 4G LTE coverage is important, but that the kind of coverage is even more important when you're not traveling, but making calls from home. Let us put you on the map. Stop by one of 41 Pioneer Cellular locations in Oklahoma and Kansas. Coverage where it matters most. Home.
Cattle producers, you want to be a part of Squared Away, the 63rd Annual Convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, coming up the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of July at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Squared Away will feature keynote speakers Cameron Brewitt of JBS USA, Christina Butts of NCBA, and President-elect of NCBA, Craig Uden. Come on out and check out the trade show as well and network with cattle producers from around the state. For more information, contact the OCA at 405-235-3608.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's talk about our livestock futures here today. And why don't you kind of tell us, fill us in just on what happened to those livestock futures yesterday?
Well, Dave, yesterday we saw a second straight session of the cattle complex starting off with mixed trade and then ending with large losses. The selling was from a combination of higher trading of the grains and continued lower box beef prices and lower cash feeder index. And we did see yesterday choice box beef down $2.31, select boxes down $2.66 on a good total movement of 229 loads. Cattle kill estimated 111,000 head. Cash feeder index was unchanged yesterday. We did see cash in the feed yards past 2 days around that $150 mark in the southern plains. On the close yesterday, August live cattle lost 52 cents. August feeders down $1.87. August lean hogs down $2.52.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's talk about these grain futures a little bit. Aside from Kansas City, the grain futures finished positive yesterday. Kansas City, the only negative action yesterday.
That's pretty much right, Dave. We saw soybean complex and the corn close positive. The soybeans, a big leadership, and as you said, only Kansas City wheat closing on the negative side. New highs for the calendar year of 2015 were made in the corn and the soybean meal futures yesterday, and this morning at 11 o'clock is a monthly supply and demand report from the USDA. Expectations are for the lower corn and soybean ending stocks, but higher wheat ending stocks. They are also looking for lower wheat, corn, and soybean production numbers, and our evening trade has been on the mixed side, but currently is mostly positive. September KC wheat's up 4¾ cents. December corn's up $0.01¾. November soybeans 7½ cents higher. December cotton's up 98 points. August crude oil trading 29 cents higher. September dollar index is down $1.06. And September Dow Jones futures up 185 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Look forward to that. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.